This guided exercise relates to part two of the perceptual positions exercise, gaining different perspectives without agenda. There are three perspectives to take in this part of the exercise, followed by taking a role as your own coach. Perspective one is standing in your own shoes and seeing through your own eyes, through your own internal filters and programs, your own needs, values and beliefs, and your own emotions. This is your own direct and undiluted experience of the event. Perspective two is standing in the other person's shoes and seeing through their eyes, viewing through their internal filters and programs, their needs, values, beliefs, and emotions, as you perceive it. This is the other person's direct experience of the event. Perspective three is being a fly on the wall, observing the perspectives of the two people involved, seeing through the eyes of a neutral observer who has little emotional involvement, if any at all. This perspective is like watching a play on a stage, allowing you some distance and clarity. Finally, in your role as coach, you will provide insights gained from all three perspectives. As you go through this exercise, it would be helpful to have different seats for each perspective, so you can fully adopt the different perspectives. You may also find it helpful to speak each perspective out loud, and you may prefer to have your eyes closed so you can connect more fully with each perspective. Remember, you won't need to share any of this with anyone, so as you go through the exercise, be open and honest. You don't have to mind your language or count your words. This exercise is for your eyes and ears only. This is your chance to let the old trapped energy and emotions go. Are you ready? Let's begin. The first step is to choose an event. Choose one of the stories that you identified in part one of this exercise, one that involved one other person. This might be an old story from your childhood where you were angry with someone or felt hurt. Or it might be a more recent story. It doesn't matter whether it's a personal event or one that happened at work. Whichever story you choose, it's important to choose a relatively small event. By starting with something small, you'll be able to practice your reframing skills, preparing you for those bigger stories. If you pick a bigger story that you're not ready for, the associated difficult emotions will trigger your nervous system, and you won't gain the benefit of the exercise.